Hi, I'm Haley, author of the book blog Brook and Binding.
And I'm Maddie, upcoming debut author of Take My Sunshine coming winter 2024. And this is
Lit Sis.
Hey, Mad.
Yeah, Haley.
Don't you have an Instagram?
I do have an Instagram. You can see all that I'm reading at Maddie Reads a Lot.
M-A-D-D-Y,
that
right?
That's right, M-A-D-D-Y.
And then don't you have another one?
I do. I do have a new Instagram that you can follow me for all of my author things at @EmmyGlenz_author.
@EmmyGlenz_author. I love it. I also have an Instagram.
Ooh, yes. Would you like to share?
It's Brook and Binding.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to see anything about Lit Sis itself, you can find information about Lit Sis at Lit Sis Podcast on Instagram as well.
Go check them out.
Happy Friday, Lit Sisters!
You have so much pep for such of the time of this recording. It is killing me. It is almost Friday for you.
It is almost Friday for me.
We are very close to it actually being Friday.
We're recording this almost at midnight my time on Thursday evening. And I do have a lot of pep for some reason. But it is not, it is Friday. But it is, for those of you who are listening to this, and maybe you have as much pep as I do, maybe you do not. But either way, we're here to bring to you the penultimate episode of Lit Sis for 2023, in which we are going to be talking about not our best books of 2023, but
the worst.
Yikes.
This is something we started doing a little bit ago, which I thought is so fun because it's like everyone's always like, these are my top picks for 2023. These are the favorite ones. This is my favorite this. This is my favorite that. It's like, you know what? Sometimes you read some that you don't even like. And sometimes we need to share the ones that we didn't like that much. So
100%.
Instead of always just being like, well, these were all so good. It's like, we all know that people gave out some 2 stars. Okay. We have to admit that some people did not like some of these stars. And I will say, it's one of my favorite things that we do. Because I feel like it's something that just doesn't happen very often. So I'm kind of excited to dig into it a little bit.
Yes. And obviously we do talk about our love likes and dislikes every single month. So we have a bit of a pool to dig from. But at the end of the year, when you can reflect on which book sucked the most, it is kind of fun. And sometimes it's not, you know, as an author myself, it can be hard to hear that someone didn't like your book. But I will say, I feel like I always give a decent explanation as to why I don't like it. And to always preface that it could just be me. It could just be a me thing. Someone else might really like it. So it's not like, oh my gosh, these books are the most terrible books ever written on the planet. It's just they were the worst books for us.
Yes. So I obviously have been, let's just say,
behind.
Taking my time in my reads lately. So honestly, like, we usually do 5 books each that were, like, our bottom. But honestly, like, I've been so particular about what I'm reading that I haven't just read some duds just because. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So for me to go back through and look at what I've read, there's only kind of, like, no joke, like, 2 of them that I was, like, meh about. I'm even going through, I think, like, I'm trying to see. I have a couple 3 stars. So far, only one 2-star. A couple 3 stars. A good amount of 4 stars. I mean, I can like mention some that like I kind of marked lower, you know, but I mean, I do have quite a few 3 stars, but some of them are like compared to other things, you know, like, for example, like the only one left for some reason, I gave 3.5 stars by Riley. And I think it's because I was comparing it to some of his others. So stuff like that, where it's like, that's not deserving of like the worst of this year.
No, yeah,
or like
no.
The Grady Hendrix, I gave 3.5 stars to because I'm comparing it, like stuff like that. But like, there's probably only two on this list that I can say, and one of them I even gave a 3.5 star, but two on this list that I'm looking at that like I remember thinking like meh about, and that's literally it. So I'm not gonna like knock anybody solely because of, you know, well, I need to find five just to fill the quota. Yeah. So I will say I'm only going to bring two to the table right now.
Okay. And are these books published in 2023? Because that's usually what we do as well.
One. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Just making sure.
Yep.
So I have three.
Okay, so now we have five as a unit.
Yeah, that's true. I did have more than that, but I cut back after you said that you didn't have that many. But I only had 4 2 stars that were published this year. I actually didn't have a single 1-star book this year.
Nice.
I usually read at least one. I had a couple 2-star books that were not published this year, which I will just say really quick as my honorable mentions. One is Still Life by Sarah Winman. And this is a case of probably wrong book, wrong time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like I've heard good things.
I've heard good things as well. But for me, it was, I don't know, it just, the book was written without quotation marks.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, for me, that's very hard. And so, like, I could tell that it was going to be a book filled with these rich characters, but I just couldn't get into it because I was so distracted by the lack of proper punctuation.
Mm.
And the thing is, though, I later read a book this year that also didn't have quotation marks, but it didn't even faze me. And I really think it's just that Still Life was good, but it was just super overwhelming, big historical fiction book. And without the quotation marks, it was just a lot. So I know some people really liked it, but for me, it was a miss. And then The Lost Night by Andrea Bartz was my other honorable mention.
Mm.
I really liked Andrea Bartz's other book, We Were Never Here.
Mm-hmm.
But The Lost Night is just such juvenile writing. It was her debut, I believe. It just was very kiddish writing. The twist wasn't very interesting, but it wasn't published. It wasn't published this year, so it's an honorable mention. So I will start with my first book of 2023 that I'm going to talk about that I read that was a dud for me. And that is the Ashley Audrain, which really, really
so
hurt
sad.
Me. I know.
That's so sad.
Because as you know, Haley, I keep telling you that you need to read The Push by Ashley. It's so, so, so good. And so I was excited to read The Whispers by Ashley Audrain as well. But I was literally so, so disappointed in the book because it just had very few like twisty things about it that I liked, and it was supposed to be kind of like a suspenseful drama about a family and a community, and really I did not care about any of the characters literally whatsoever, and they were supposed to be like going through some difficult times and very dramatic, and there's family drama and relationship drama, but I literally just could not care about them.
Mm.
She did not write these characters in a way that made me like them. All of them were very unlikable, and the only character that I actually did like didn't have a happy ending in the end of it. Everyone was just miserable. So it just wasn't as satisfactory as The Push that had a really gut-wrenching twist to it. And I was disappointed in it.
That is sad.
Mm-hmm.
Man. That is a bummer. Honestly, I definitely know that you keep talking up wanting me to read The Push, and I probably will. But yeah, that is just so sad that it just was like a meh, you know, like a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
you say, like, your first worst book?
Yeah, so mine was actually What Have We Done by Alex Finlay. I was very excited about this book. It came out March 7th of this year, and I ended up only giving it 2 stars. I think I was just really upset because, like, I had such high expectations for the book. I have heard good things. I've not actually read an Alex Finlay book that I know that you have. And so and they always sound so interesting. I'm like, oh, those sound so good. Like, so I finally picked one up and I thought this one sounded really interesting. I'm pretty sure I got it from my local library. And I think the premise is super interesting, but the way that the storyline went and just how the characters were described and stuff like that, it just let me down. I was just so sad that when I finally picked up this author and I thought I picked one, you know, it even says, like, on here, like, it's edge of your seat thriller and stuff like that. It's like, well, yeah, there is some stuff that's, like, pretty intense and some, like, childhood trauma and, like, this kind of, like, foster home situation that's not super great, and they all go through something, and then when they're older they, like, are kind of getting blackmailed for what they did as like, ooh, teenagers type thing. So it was like, oh, this is kind of interesting, but, like, the way that it all panned out and the way that it was told, some of the characters were interesting and some of it just kind of, like, fell flat. Like, I was just like, you know, that could have been better. Or I should have cared more about these people, because at first I was totally hooked. And then after a while, it just was, like, not great. So it wasn't like it was, like, the worst ever, but it wasn't like, man, now I can see why, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why are you so popular? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure
the 2 Alex Finlay books that I have read, the first one I rated 3 stars, and the other one I read this year was 2 stars. So I don't know.
It's just, oh, man.
It is. The plot sounds so good. I agree with you, but just the execution, not always great.
Yeah.
So my second worst book of 2023 was Just Another Missing Person by Gillian McAllister.
Okay.
And I had talked about this book before, where it is written by an author from the UK, and there's so many different, like, verbiages that she uses, and, like, just the way that she writes is very, like, it did not go through an editor to make it, more tangible to the US audience, because, like, there were multiple phrases and ways that she constructed her sentences where I was like, what does she even mean, that I had to, like, Google it. I even had, like, a nightmare about how bad her writing was. I remember I was, like, reading a book and I was like, oh my gosh, this is just like that Gillian McAllister book that I could barely get through, and I was having a freak out about it in a dream.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. The plot itself was just not great. It was about this woman who is a detective, and she has to investigate this missing persons case, but it's also inextricably tied to this decision her daughter and her made. I couldn't find myself caring for the characters. I don't know. They just didn't connect with me. I didn't really understand the pressure behind the situation. Like, when the detective was pretty much being blackmailed into framing someone for this kidnapping. But then it ends up a twist. Oh my gosh, someone hasn't been kidnapped. And it was this whole, it was just this whole thing. But I literally was like, I don't understand why this detective allowed herself to be blackmailed by this piece of information that is only a big deal if you really, like, think about it. And if you really don't care, Haley, I'll text you about what it is, because I think it's just, I don't think it's, like, as big of a deal as, like, the characters make it out to be. So there's very little, like, it felt like very little was at stake when I was reading the book, paired with the not great writing. it didn't do it for me. I gave it 2 stars.
Oh, sad. Yeah. I mean, you're more than welcome to text me about it.
Yeah, I probably will.
Yeah, that's just it's just such a bummer. Like, I know I was saying, like, earlier, it's like, I love these episodes because they just really helped, you know? But it's also, it's like reliving the, like, disappointments, you know? That's no fun.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, oh, darn it. All right, what was your other one?
And my other one, because I'm not trying to be too nitpicky, but when I think back to it, I feel like it could have given me more, is The Golden Spoon by Jessa Maxwell.
Aww, yeah.
The premise was so good. This is also March 7th, 2023.
Whoa.
Something was going on this March 7th day. But, yeah, like, so Golden Spoon, I gave it 3.5 stars. So it wasn't, like, a 2 or a 1 star. But, like, when I think back to it, I feel like it could have given me more. Like, I feel like there was some positive things to it, but I feel like the trend between both of these books is that I felt like some of the characters I could maybe, like, sympathize with and connect with, and then some of them I was just like, you know, I just don't know. Like, I read, you know, multiple chapters in your perspective, but do I actually feel like I care about you? I'm not sure. Or even, like, with, like, the whole Great British Bake Off premise, essentially, like, they could have played that up so much. The story, I remember when you and I were talking about it, it was like they could have really elongated that and they'd gone through more weeks, or they could have done more, or she could have done even just like going through each of the certain tasks a little bit more, or just including more actual, like, I mean, there was some baking.
It was just too short, honestly. It could have been so much more.
That's what I'm saying. It just seems like it was lacking. Like, there could have been more to it. So I don't think it was bad, and I liked the premise, but, like, I just didn't have enough time to fully care. And it's not that, like, I liked some of the ending, if I remember it correctly. And it wasn't like I was, like, annoyed at the end. But like you said, it was just short. It could have been longer. There could have been more to it. So I think it just was a little bit more disappointing in, like, what it could have been, you know?
Yeah.
Because I love Great British and I love, you know, thrillery type murder mystery, you know. So I was hoping it could have even been a little bit more cozy mystery.
Yeah.
I would have enjoyed that because it's like two comforting things, you know what I mean? Like, that could have been a really fun way to combine the two. So it's more of me just nitpicking how I was feeling and not necessarily taking it at face value, but I think, like I said, just left me wanting more.
Honestly, that's a good complaint, though, of a book, is like, there wasn't enough. There wasn't enough to it. Like, honestly, sometimes I think it's worse when there's way too much because you can't
get rid of it. Yeah.
Like, it's like, after I read it, it's like, I mean, but like when you read a shorter book that didn't have as much, you're like, I just wish there was more to it because I liked where it was going, but there wasn't enough of it versus like, this guy droned on and on.
Well, would you rather have a short book like that or a long book?
Probably a short book.
Yeah.
Probably a short book that was too short because I could read it again.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. And then my third book is The Unsettled by Ayanna Mathis, which I just finished reading a couple weeks ago. And it was one of my Book of the Month books, and it was literally my biggest complaint about this is that I didn't read it in a literature class.
You said that.
Yeah, so I gave it 2 stars because it was just this very poignant, emotional book about a young mother who is taking care of her son in, like, a halfway house in Philadelphia while also dealing with being caught back up into his father's life. Her son's father's life, and his kind of, like, almost cultish tendencies. And then you also get this, like, connection to her mom back in, I think it's in Alabama where she's at, or is it Mississippi? I mean, it's one of those two. And there's like a connection to like her, and it is a story that weaves itself together very nicely, and the overall plot and how everything works out together I really enjoyed, but it is filled with so much what feels like nonsense that it's very hard to enjoy as a book. And a lot of people I read complained about that it was a very sad book, like really, really dark and sad. But then I also saw someone else like analyzing it, like on a Book of the Month Facebook page, being like, oh, I really thought that like this part that was confusing was actually this. And like, it was a really deep way to write about it. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. I wish I would have been able to read this book in a class with people
and we could have talk about it.
Everything. Yeah. Because
it'd be a good like book club book, like a discussion type book where people are bouncing ideas. Yeah.
If people are big into like serious literature, yeah. Okay. Like big ideas, bouncing things chapter by chapter. I think it is great for that. But for as an individual person who is looking for a book to not necessarily enjoy in the sense it has to be happy, go lucky, fantasy.
Yeah, but be able to digest but like, properly.
Yeah, yeah. To be able to digest it as it was meant to be read, I couldn't do that on my own. Uh-huh. And I tried for like a couple weeks to read it, and it was just, or maybe it wasn't that long, maybe at least like a week, but I eventually just had to skim towards the end because it was so thick of information and beautiful prose, but I couldn't get to the meat of what was actually happening as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. And like one of the things that I saw someone point out, which I really liked, was talking about how like there was this really confusing scene where like a character is witnessing something happen and then all of a sudden it's happening to them. And someone's like, that's really confusing. Why did it do that? And someone was like, well, I think it's actually showing how fragmented their mental state is that they're viewing something happening to themselves externally and not realizing it's happening. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so deep. I just thought it was confusing as heck.
Yeah, it's like if only I would have had that knowledge while I was reading it, you know.
Yeah, if only I would have realized that's what was happening, it would have been so much better. So I respect it so much, the book, but having read it individually as a person on my own, I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
So I had to give it a 2-star.
See, that makes me think of the show that I've told you to watch so many times, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. We were watching it the other night, and there was a scene where this couple went out to dinner, and they had just seen a new play, and it was essentially about like a boy who lost his dog, and he was trying to find his dog. That's like the summarized version of the play.
Okay.
And the wife was like, "Oh, it was just such a cute little play," and he goes off and finds, you know, the dog, and the husband is like this big, like kind of academic, and he's like a critic, like a theater critic and stuff like that, and he says, if you don't understand the play, that's all right. And she's like, what are you talking about? She's like, I saw a play about a guy finding a dog. And he goes, yes, but like obviously there was so much symbolism in there, it really wasn't about him finding a dog, it was really about, you know, XYZ. And he like goes off into this analysis. And the playwright is at this restaurant, and she goes, well, why don't we go ask him? He goes, oh no, like that's so embarrassing that you have to ask him what it was about, like, please, you know, because he's like taking it to the next level of, you know, explanation. And so she's like, no, please indulge me. So they call the playwright over, and they ask him, like, could you just tell us what the play is about, you know, like, is there a deeper meaning to it? And he goes, well, you know, when I was a little boy, one of our dogs ran away, and I just never got over it. And she's like, so it was just about, you know, a dog. So yeah. And it was like, sometimes that's things so can be funny. Taken at face value, and that's what it is, and that's what it's meant. And sometimes it can be, I'm gonna take it to the next level. But that's the thing sometimes, like, does an author, like, you know, they it's up for interpretation, essentially. You know, it's like, that doesn't necessarily mean that that was what it was meant to originally be, but maybe to that specific person, that's how it was. But like, if you're a reader and you're like, I'm confused as to what's happening because the author got too meta on you or whatever, mm-hmm. then it's like, okay, well, I wasn't prepared. I don't have my theater prepared. Critic. Don't have my theater critic hat on. I have my like, my wife of the story hat on of like taking this at face value. You know?
That makes me think about, have you watched / read Life of Pi?
No.
Okay, that makes me think of Life of Pi. Just that story, because it's, do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what Life of Pi is?
All I know is like it's a kid on a boat with a tiger.
Okay, yes. So that is how the story is presented, the whole movie. But at the very end, he's like telling the story to someone, and he's like, and the guy was like, wow, man, I can't believe that happened, that you like survived being on that boat with that tiger. And he was like, yeah, no, like all those animals were people.
Oh my gosh.
I just told the story as animals because it was easier to digest. And then he was like, really? And he's like, maybe, or maybe it was animals. Oh my God.
That's annoying.
Wait a minute. Is it animals or is it people? Because it's like crazy as animals, but then you realize, because there's more than just a tiger at first. There's other animals on the boat as well. And then you're like, if those are people, holy crap.
They all died.
Yeah. They did things to each other that is disturbing.
Yeah.
And I remember watching that movie for the first time and being too young to realize what it was really trying to say. And then watching it again when I was 20 and being like, holy freaking crap. I never understood what this movie was about until right now. Which makes me think of that. Spoilers to Life of Pi for people. That movie came out over 10 years ago and the book even longer. So
crazy.
But made me think about that when I was like, the mind-blowing moment in my head where I was like, oh, this is not just about a tiger. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that is it for our disliked books, our worst books of 2023. Next week, we will be bringing you the best ones, which will be so exciting. And we will be together for that episode. So it'll be even more exciting.
Super exciting. I cannot wait.
All right. So, Haley, what are you reading right now?
Well, you know, I would love to have said I'm done with Take My Sunshine, but I'm not. I told you it's hard because luckily I feel so fortunate to have an advanced reader copy. But a lot of times I am staring at my screen at school like all day. And then when I want to sit down and read, it's like, oh, I have to look at a screen more. So I have been kind of multitasking at school because I already have my iPad open. So then I can like just have the book open as well. So that's why it's like, I haven't sat down and done like a 2 or 3 hour pumping out, because it's like, just, it would be just staring at a screen for 2 to 3 hours, more than usual. So,
yeah.
I would love to say that I am done with it, but I am not yet, but that is my goal, is to make sure that it is done by the end of the year / by the end of next week. So I can hopefully get one more squeezed in there during my lovely Christmas break. And then hopefully start the year pretty strong and be able to get some more books done next year than I did this year.
Good idea.
And then what are you reading?
I am just starting 5 Years From Now by Paige Toon, which I got in my Book of the Month box for the month of December. And it's about, like, it's kind of like, it makes me think of What is the book?
You know what I'm talking about.
It's the one with, it became a movie with Anne Hathaway, and she plays a British girl.
One Day.
Thank you. Makes me think about One Day, where it's about these two like friends. It's like right person, wrong time. They like reconnect. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
It makes me think of that. But the craziest thing is I was going onto my Goodreads to say that I was reading it. And I typed in the title and this other cover popped up. I was like, is this the same book? I was like, I'm not sure if that's the same author. I scrolled down, saw the right cover. It's the same author's name. And so I look, I was like, oh, is this like a UK cover? Are they based in the UK? I looked. This book was originally published over 5 years ago.
Really?
Yes.
So it's getting like a revamp?
Yeah, and I have no idea why, and I haven't done enough research about it yet because I'm also like, did the plot change a lot? I don't know. Was it like...
You should look it up and see if there's give us a little update next week if there's like a literary scandal or something going on.
I don't know, but I'm also
It's been a while since we've done one of those episodes.
It's been a bit. Those are the best was this like a previously like self-published book that became like formerly published or whatever? I don't know, but like the book itself doesn't have many ratings on Goodreads for having been out for over 5 years. It's got about 7,000 ratings and only just under 800 reviews. Okay. So I don't know if it just got picked up by another publisher, like a different publisher was like, hey, we're going to try and revamp it, blah, blah, blah. But I will keep you updated because I'm still puzzled by it. So we'll see.
I am intrigued. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah. So I'll let you know what I find out, but I'm going to read the book first and then do the research so I don't get myself spoiled.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys, we have appreciated you guys so much listening to this episode about the worst books of 2023. Now on a positive note, next week you'll hear the best books of 2023 to round out the year 2023 here in Lit Sis. We hope you guys enjoy this episode. Thanks for taking a break from reading. Now go flip some pages.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.